are responding with thanks and praise. We'll turn to the Apostles' Creed, the ecumenical version, found on page 14 of the large blue hymnal. With me, please. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he arose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Will you bow your heads for the prayer of dedication for the offering? Oh God, we have nothing and we are nothing unless you give it to us. All that we have and all that we are comes from you. Keep us mindful of that, to be good stewards of what you have provided for us in order to provide for others who are truly in need. Increase our insight as to what others need and how we can be providers through you working through us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons come forward, please?
prepare to hear and give the prayers of the people, I would invite anyone to share their prayer concerns. And I have some here that I'll begin with. Janet Stattmiller writes that her friend Ruth has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer of the lung, which is inoperable. They're going to try to use chemotherapy to shrink the tumor. So let us pray for Janet's friend Ruth as she undergoes cancer treatment. Continue to pray for Martha and Chris Livingston, who are Becky Lindsay's sister and brother-in-law. Chris has moved to rehab. Martha received a postponement on her cancer surgery because she has no cancer symptoms at this time. So that's interesting. And again, good. Sounds like a good thing. So continue to pray for the Livingstons. Please pray for Fred Toe, who is searching for a job, and pray for Richard as he supports Fred. Please pray for Nita Clyer. She is in Health South for rehab and was actually in the emergency room on Friday night and is back at Health South. So cards, calls, visits, they like people to visit after 4 o'clock, I think, but I'm sure that she would appreciate some friendly faces. Nancy Ziegler, thank you. Nancy Ziegler also has been to the emergency room with a very low blood count. They gave her a transfusion, and I imagine is she in the hospital? Do you know? Who told me that this morning? She's in the hospital? Yeah, she's still in the hospital. She might go home today. Okay. So, again, cards and wishes and prayers for Nancy. I think this is an issue she's been dealing with for a while, and they just don't know what it is. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, some internal bleeding that they can't find. So, please pray for Nancy. Are there any other prayer? Yes, Joe? Oh, Valentine's Day birthday. Congratulations and happy birthday. Who wants to sing? Should we sing? Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Are there any other prayer requests that we have today? Yes, Angie?
I'll just ask you prayers for little Ella again.
Okay.
I said she's a lot like Joe. She can't catch a break. She was in the emergency room this past week, but she has consistently low lymphocytes and low white blood, so they're sending her to a hematologist. Uh-huh. And they also now think that she may have some kind of autoimmune disease, and so she has to go see a rheumatologist, too.
Oh, boy. We will pray. We will continue to pray. Excuse me. Well, we will continue to pray for her, and please give your family our best. Are there any other prayers that we have today?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 4 grandsons, and every one of them are in need of prayer. Some for some more severe things than others.
Okay.
God knows their needs because I've prayed a lot for them.
Will do. Will do. Any other prayer requests today? Then, as we have been doing the last couple of weeks, I will begin with the opening, and then after the moment of silence, we will close together. Loving God, we offer to you the concerns of our church, our community, and the world. Hear us as we pray for our world, for the places where there is much beauty, where your creation is unspoiled, where we can go and be within nature, within your creation, and imagine that perhaps this is how the Garden of Eden was. But we pray also for those places that have been spoiled, that have been destroyed because of need for the resources, because of war and violence, because of many reasons. Help us, Lord, to reconcile our need for resources, our need for land, with our need to have a clean environment that is safe for us to use, that has safe drinking water and safe air to breathe. And help the leaders in our country and in countries around the world know that it is worth it when we care for our environment. And we do continue to pray for our country, for our leaders, for the people who live in communities who are struggling to get along with each other, people who need each other but don't know how to connect, for our leaders who have many different voices who are speaking to them and are trying to reconcile all of those different voices. We pray that they will find a way to be representative of all of the people together. We pray for this community, for community of faith. We pray for new ministries, for new hope that blossoms in the things that we do and the people that we meet. We pray for those who are sick with this nasty cold flu season that's been going around. We pray for those who have just been installed as elders and deacons, and for those who have been elected as trustees. May they help us to find our way in this world as a community of faith. And may we find ways for this community to expand and grow and be a part of the neighborhoods around us. We pray for Nita, who is in Health South for rehab. We pray for Ruth, who has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer of the lung. And we pray as she undergoes chemotherapy that it will be effective and will help her have many more years of life. We continue to pray for Martha and Chris Livingston. Chris, as he recovers from triple bypass and is in rehab. Martha, as she finds out that she doesn't need cancer surgery right now because she doesn't have any symptoms right now. And we pray for Fred Toe, who is searching for a job after a move. And we pray for Richard as he supports Fred. We pray also for Nancy Ziegler as she is in the hospital receiving a transfusion, trying to recover some of her health. We pray for Ella Grace as she continues to suffer from physical problems and as she has appointments with the hematologist and the rheumatologist. Hopefully they will find ways to care for and treat little Ella. And we pray for Joanna's 4 grandsons for different things that they need and different ways that they need to be touched by God. We pray for them. And now we pray also for those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Let us join together as we close the prayer. We thank you, O God, for loving us and caring for us in our times of joy and of sorrow. May we continue to feel your loving kindness through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our homes, our communities, and the world. Amen. Our sending hymn is Every Time I Feel the Spirit, which is number 315 in the big blue. Take this wrong. Y'all sing like Presbyterians.
We are.
Friends, as we go forth from this place, may you feel the Spirit in your heart, and every time you feel it, may you say a prayer. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.